She then stands in her bare feet on the ceramic tile floor and breathes a sigh of relief as the coolness of the tile flows through the soles of her feet. At night, I like to sit out on our balcony with Pa and watch the world below us pass by. From our balcony, most of Phnom Penh looms only 2 or 3 stories high, with few buildings standing as tall as 8. The buildings are narrow, closely built, as the city's perimeter is longer than it is wide, stretching 2 miles along the Tonle Sap River. The city owes its ultra-modern look to the French colonial buildings that are juxtaposed with the dingy, soot-covered ground-level houses. In the dark, the world is quiet and unhurried as streetlights flicker on and off. Restaurants close their doors, and food carts disappear into side streets. Some Cyclo drivers climb into their Cyclo to sleep, while others continue to pedal around, looking for fares. Sometimes, when I feel brave, I walk over to the edge of the railing and look down at the lights below. When I'm very brave, I climb onto the railing, holding onto the banister very tightly. With my whole body supported by the railing, I dare myself to look at my toes as they hang at the edge of the world. As I look down at the cars and bicycles below, a tingling sensation rushes to my toes, making them feel as if 1,000 little pins are gently pricking them. Sometimes, I just hang there against the railing, letting go of the banister altogether, stretching my arms up high above my head. My arms loose and flapping in the wind, I pretend that I am a dragon flying high above the city. The balcony is a special place, because it's where Pa and I often have important conversations. When I was small, much younger than I am now, Pa told me that in a certain Chinese dialect, my name, Luang, translates into dragon. He said that dragons are the animals of the gods, if not gods themselves. Dragons are very powerful and wise and can often see into the future. He also explained that, like in the movies, occasionally 1 or 2 bad dragons can come to Earth and wreak havoc on the people, though most act as our protectors.
When Keem was born, I was out walking, Pa said a few nights ago. All of a sudden, I looked up and saw these beautiful, puffy white clouds moving toward me.
It was as if they were following me. Then the clouds began to take the shape of a big, fierce-looking dragon. The dragon was 20 or 30 feet long, had 4 little legs, and wings that spread half its body length.